This is WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The State Department of Natural Resources Policy Board plans to vote this week on whether to hire its own attorneys in a pair of lawsuits seeking to block the fall wolf hunt. The board is slated to meet today. A coalition of wildlife advocacy groups filed a lawsuit seeking to block the hunt in state court in August, and six Native American tribes filed a federal lawsuit in September to stop the hunt. The Wisconsin Justice Department is representing the board in both lawsuits, but board chairman Fred Prain says its attorneys haven't been communicating with board members. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call runs the State Justice Department. The board is controlled by former Republican Governor Scott Walker's appointees. Enrollment in Wisconsin schools dropped last year after the pandemic hit the state. This year, it didn't go back up. That's according to new headcount data released Friday by the State Department of Public Instruction. A decline in enrollment in Wisconsin's public schools is nothing new. It's a trend that's been happening for a long time, says Dan Bush, the Department of Public Instruction's School Financial Services Director.
So we've definitely had a long-term, gradual, and slow decline in public school district enrollment in Wisconsin, which really is driven largely by demographics.
What is unusual is how steep that decline was last year, months into a global pandemic.
What we saw last year was, you know, certainly a sharper decline in public school enrollment than typical.
In fall of 2020, enrollment in Wisconsin schools dropped by 3%. That's six times faster than the decline the previous year. But this year, instead of going back up, enrollment at many schools dropped even more. Take Mercer School District. In 2020, enrollment in the district was down by 27 students. It fell by another 19 students this year. Butternut, Shawamigan, Elko, Phelps, and Phillips are all in similar situations. Other districts, like Rhinelander and Tomahawk, gained students this year, but not enough to make up for the amount they lost the year before. And these declines could have an impact on the amount of school funding the districts receive. That's because in Wisconsin, a school's revenue limit is based on enrollment. So if enrollment drops for several years at a time, the amount of money the school can take in will also drop.
At least for a period of time until that decline comes out of school district three-year averages, we're going to see the impact of COVID-19 on school district funding in Wisconsin. And with the pandemic continuing to affect numbers this fall, that really won't shake out completely until 2025.
Not every school district will face this challenge, though. Enrollment at Northland Pines and Lakeland Union increased since the pandemic started, and charter schools across the state reported a 15% increase from last year. U.S. Senate hopeful Sarah Godlewski says she raised $1.36 million in the third quarter. The Democrat announced the fundraising total Friday. She said last week that she's putting $1 million of her own money into her campaign. Godlewski and her husband Max Duckworth have assets worth between nearly $24 and $60 million based on her financial disclosures. Godlewski is one of a dozen Democrats seeking the nomination. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes announced Wednesday that he raised $1.12 million over the quarter. Alex Lazary, who's on leave from his job as a Milwaukee Bucks executive, has raised $3 million in total so far. Rhinelander is getting closer to its goal of transforming Hodag Park. WXPR's Katie Thorison updates us on the fundraising progress.
Basically, the fire hydrant.
The city of Rhinelander has big plans for Hodag Park.
On the center of the stage, and it's about 50 feet across.
And it starts with a new amphitheater.
You know, it's the tree to the other tree, and then it's going to be up quite a ways in the air.
City Administrator Zach Verwink points out where the stage will go. Centrally located in Hodag Park, between the parking lot and the walking path, with Boom Lake as its backdrop. He and others from the city and community that have been working towards improvements to the park gathered on Friday to give an update on the fundraising efforts.
We've got fundraising yet to do. We've got a barometer to finish, about $82,000 in community fundraising left to go.
The city has committed $100,000 to the project. An anonymous donor pledged to match up to $100,000 raised by community members. So far, the community has raised roughly $118,000, getting the city closer to its $400,000 goal to start phase one. GFWC Women's Club is one of those community groups that have contributed to the project so far, donating $10,000. Cindy Gohl is the club's president.
We love this place. Many of us grew up here in Rhinelander. We just feel it's a jewel, a treasure for the community. We're very excited to move things forward and to extend many more opportunities to the townspeople.
The $400,000 will cover phase one costs. That includes the amphitheater and ADA accessible pathways to it. The city hopes to reach its goal by the end of this year so that construction can start in the spring. If all goes well, construction will be complete next summer. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Rhinelander Community Foundation is handling the fundraiser for the Hodag Park Improvement Project. You can see its plans on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.